Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yes, good afternoon. It is 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. My name is Fayola Delica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. Once again, we have a special guest on the show, and I'm just really, really excited because this woman is on the move. As a business owner, as a government official, she is definitely someone we definitely want to hear about today, as we'll be speaking about customer service. Did you all know that customer service is vital for your business to thrive? It is a key component that every business owner needs in being successful in business, no matter what industry you are in. So our specialty guest today on the show is going to be Ms. Luna Carbonell. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. We're so excited to have you on the show and really share the information about what is customer service, how can it be a competitive advantage, and also talking about your company to help people to understand the importance of being trained in customer service. Now, Ms. Luna Carbonell is the president of Train to Gain Incorporated. It is a company that specializes in focusing on customer service training to help you to understand that to your competitive advantage. She's the wife of a firefighter. She's a mother. She's a grandmother. She's a community leader. She's the community liaison for the Broward County Commissioner, Mrs. Barbara Sharif. And she is definitely someone who has such passion for helping people. She has a passion for training others in the business aspect as far as helping them to get their business started, especially for small businesses. So, Ms. Carbonell, can you tell us, how did you get started on your journey in entrepreneurship?
Well, that's a great question, Fayola. Many, many years ago, I worked in the hospitality industry, and truly, I still work in the hospitality industry because I serve people on a daily basis. And every day that I would work in hospitality, I would see and realize that customer service was lacking. It didn't matter whether I was in a restaurant, in a hotel environment, very small business, mom and pop, corporate, it really didn't matter. Customer service was lacking. And I think part of the problem is that we as human beings don't really understand or grasp what customer service really is. And it became a passion of mine and a long life journey that I still travel on to this day to be very much aware of customer service. When is it great? When is it okay? When is it mediocre? What made it that way? What was good about it? What was bad about it? Where could the improvements be? And by helping my customers in those various areas, it was neat to see immediate improvement, whether it was just by customer feedback or improved sales, which is, you know, obviously what all of us entrepreneurs and business owners want is improved sales. And just watching and tweaking just little tiny things. And to this day, when I'm out in the public and I'm eating at a restaurant or I'm having a conversation and I've observed or I've overheard, it's very common that I will ask for permission to make some recommendations. And usually everyone is very receptive. Now, whether or not they use that, you know, use my coaching after the fact, you know, sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. But at least, you know, we've had the opportunity to guide them and help them in that arena.
And you said your past experiences, you've worked for Chick-fil-A and Disney. Can you talk about their training experiences and how that has helped them to grow and how you're wanting to help to take that into the small business aspect and help them to grow in customer service?
Absolutely. Well, before I actually went to work for Chick-fil-A and Disney, I started my career off in Eastern Airlines, which for a lot of people today, they don't even know who Eastern Airlines is or was. But they were an amazing airline industry, and I had the opportunity to work for them for 13 and a half years until they shut their operations down. And Eastern learned very early on in their business career that the customer was always right. And I know we hate to hear that, but in the long run, it really is true. And they always went above and beyond to help a customer, to make sure that the customer was happy. Because they learned at the end of the day that their success was based on our customers and our customers' experiences. And if our customers were happy, they were going to not only fly us more, they were going to have their family fly on Eastern. They were going to have their relatives. They were going to have their businesses. So my career goes back into customer service many, many years ago. But as you mentioned, I did have the opportunity of working for Disney, and I did get to sit in on a lot of their training classes. And most people do know that Disney has one of the best training systems mm-hmm. in the country. And it was great working at Disney and actually seeing that not only what they teach is what they preach. Mm-hmm. They don't just talk the talk, but they walk it. And mm-hmm. I think that is so important because we can tell people what we want. We can tell people what we want them to do. But ultimately, they're going to look back at us and they're going to say, well, you're my boss. You're telling me to do that, but that's not what your actions are saying or doing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have to look at that in every aspect of our lives, that, you know, when we're a boss or we're a leader or we're in a capacity that teaches and trains, we have to always be making sure that when we tell someone or we teach someone or we coach someone, that we ourselves are not above that advice or that coaching. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the things in the couple of years that I worked at Disney that I really truly enjoyed, because they made sure that we were empowered to make sure that if a customer had a bad experience, that we were allowed to make that experience right. If a child dropped an ice cream cone, we were allowed to go and get them another ice cream cone. Mm-hmm. If they were in a restaurant and a server spilled a drink on them, or even if they spilled their own drink, we would have the authority just to go and buy a shirt for them at one of the Disney stores. No questions asked. And I think a lot of times as business owners, we don't empower our team to be able to make some very important decisions. And it's not until the customer is so irate and they get to the top level that the damage is already done.
Correct.
And our staff a lot of times will make excuses of why they can't do this. And that really irritates me, because my team and my staff should be empowered to be able to know what they can do. I don't want to hear what you can't do. I want you to help me. I want you to tell me what you can do to solve the situation. And I think that's an area that as business owners, as entrepreneurs, as teachers, leaders, if we could learn to do that, because you know what? We're not in the business 24/7. We're not in the location 24/7. We have to empower our team, our people, to have the authority to please our customers. And I think that's a huge area that our leaders miss. And same thing when I worked at Chick-fil-A for 4.5 years, almost 4.5 years. You know, the same thing. We use different terminology. We don't, you know, we don't call a drink, you know. It's called a beverage. And it's called that for a reason, because we want people to understand that we're a higher class organization. You know, we greet everybody that comes into our establishment. It does not matter. You are, you know, you're greeted. When you walk in, you're going to hear, welcome to Chick-fil-A. You know, we're going to do dining room service. It doesn't matter. You know, they're not considered a fast food restaurant. They're considered a quick service establishment. So again, you know, setting their standards higher than any other standards. And as a manager working there, people would say to me, how do you get these individuals? How do you get these employees? They're awesome. Well, you know what? We spend a lot of time interviewing. We spend a lot of time getting to know them. It's a long process. We just don't hire anyone that walks through the door. And if you set your standards higher and you make your requirements known and they see that you live, eat, and breathe those requirements, they're going to do the exact same thing.
Wow, that is awesome. And, you know, it's something that people look at, and I think it's small business, medium-sized business, even large corporations sometimes miss that value or miss the understanding of that, because even when I was in healthcare, we had Disney training. It was a 5-star excellence and talked about service recovery. And, you know, especially for the, I think sometimes the challenge is for businesses, they're always thinking about the bottom number, you know, how can they make a profit? But what I've learned in my personal experience in business, it's about relationships, you know, building that relationship and starting in the front end, then in your back end, you won't have to worry about, is this customer going to be loyal to you? Is this customer going to become a very valuable customer, meaning that they're going to invest more into your company? And when you talked about Disney and you talked about Chick-fil-A, that they allowed you those opportunities to, you know, let's say the customer did, you know, something happened with their drink or their food, you were able to, things will be like, well, how much money was that? That's taken away. We lost such and such. But no, you didn't, because you're investing in that customer. So now that you've been through all these different experiences and now you started your Train to Gain, tell us, how did that start and what is it about your company that makes you different from all the other companies, whether they're thinking about customer service or helping businesses survive?
Feel like I started my company because, again, not only have I lived it, worked it, felt it, it's my passion. Mm-hmm. And I saw the need for it. And it's funny because, you know, most of our corporate offices, our corporate businesses, they have their own training company.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, looking at websites for these large corporations, whether it's a large restaurant chain or a large hotel chain or just a large department store chain,
mm-hmm.
they have their own human resources department and they have their own training companies. And, but it was still amazing to me to see that customer service was not a big part of what they teach. They teach more about sales and mm. marketing and restocking their shelves and all the things that are important. But at the end of the day, if customers are not coming in to their store or into their restaurant and buying their product, there's got to be a reason why. And sometimes it's because we didn't get treated right. Maybe we walked into a store and there were people around, sales staff, that were having their own personal conversations and didn't even pay attention to the customer. You know, how many customers have walked out and gone to another department store? A couple, you know, I'm at the mall and I go to another department store where I might pay a little bit more, but as soon as I walked in, they made me feel like I was $1 million. And so when I looked at smaller businesses that, like mom and pop, that don't really have the finances to have their own HR department, but yet they realize that there's a need to do training. There's a need to help them with employee manuals. There's a need to help them with customer service, with team building, with, you know, they still need social media, and yes, they still need sales and marketing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, now there's somebody that speaks their language. They have the knowledge, they have the experience, and, you know, you can't really put a price tag on that. And so I saw that need, I felt the need after talking to people. They were like, oh, that would be awesome if I had someone that could come in and help me and guide me and be like a consultant for me. And that's really where Train to Gain started. And it's been a blessing. I mean, God has blessed it, and, you know, I love helping people. I love, you know, teaching and coaching and, you know, answering their calls and watching a business that starts from the startup and then 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 5 years down the road, they're successful. And it is possible in today's economy.
Wow, that is awesome. And, you know, I can hear the passion and, you know, you just knowing you, you know, personally and in Toastmasters and on a professional level, it is something that you are so authentic and genuine. I think that's also key when it comes to customer service. Do you agree?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, as we talk about what is essential in a customer service training program, what is some advice you'll give to, let's say there's a startup business listening on this show, or there is an established company or even a large corporation listening in right now, how would you break down the essential keys of having a customer service training program a part of their business, a part of their every, and it's not just a part of the business, but on their daily operation side, that customer service is number one. It's not, like you said, about the sales. It's not about what the business is doing. It's about how do you treat that customer? What are some keys that they can go above and beyond to make their customers feel that they're valued or they're appreciated?
Well, one of the biggest areas is technology. And, you know, people get so excited with the phones, you know, the iPhones and Facebook and all of that technology. But studies have shown, and they've done recent studies as late as July of this year, that the phone, the real telephone that you pick up, that you dial, and you get a live person on the phone is the number one rated plus for any company. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing to me how, whether it's a small business or a large business, that you call a number and you will get, I can't even tell you how many prompts, and you almost never get to a live person. And I know for myself how frustrating that is. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to actually give a kudos to Toastmasters organization, because every time I have called them and needed assistance, I get a live person answering the phone. Not only are they a live person, but they are a happy person. Mm-hmm. And that's not by accident. And I just did a survey for them the other day because we were changing some stuff at our club and we needed some updating and some help.
And you're
with
the president
tax
of your
department.
Club, correct?
Yes, I'm the president of our Team Entrepreneur Toastmasters group. Mm-hmm. And my phone rang once. A nice lady picked it up. She immediately transferred me. When she transferred me, the phone was immediately answered on the second ring by a live person. I never had to leave a voicemail message.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so amazed by that, that when I got my survey, I highly commented and gave them kudos for that, because organizations today, no matter who it is or where it is, do not understand the power of being able to talk to your customers immediately. And, you know, maybe I can't always get my problem fixed on that first phone call, but knowing that someone has talked to me, someone has listened to me, someone is trying to help me if they've been properly trained,
mm-hmm.
that goes miles and miles and miles. And I think more businesses, whether they're a small business, a medium business, or a large business, need to really and truly understand that,
mm-hmm.
because we get lazy. People don't communicate anymore. I mean, just go to a restaurant at any time of the day, anywhere in the United States, and watch
around the world.
Yeah, watch two people sitting at dinner or at lunch and just ask yourself, wow, there is no communication at this table whatsoever. And I'm guilty of that sometimes. Sometimes mm-hmm. I'll meet my husband and I'll literally have 30 minutes or 40 minutes before I have to go to another meeting, and we'll meet for dinner. And I'm on my phone the majority of the time, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, I need to put that phone down. And on Sundays after church, we have family day. And mm-hmm. our family gets together, and no one is allowed to be on their cell phone at all. And we have a joke that says the first person that picks up their phone pays the bill for everybody.
Oh, wow, there
so
you go.
So, of course, no one's going to pick up the phone. And even sometimes, it doesn't matter if they're a child, we say, if you pick it up, mommy and daddy have to pay. But we don't talk anymore. We do not communicate. We have the life of email. We have the life of texting. And we have forgotten the importance of just communication. And communication is not just verbal. I mean, it's eye contact. How many times do you speak to someone and there is absolutely no eye contact with that person?
Yeah.
You know, we say how important nonverbal is. You know, if my employee's having a bad day and they're my person that's answering the phone, guess what? Everybody that calls is going to know that they're having a bad day.
Correct.
And we have to be able to train and coach and teach our team that, you know what, if you're having a bad day at home, and we had to do this at Chick-fil-A, you have to check that attitude soon as you drive into the parking lot. You're going to have to leave. We all have bad days, but you know what? I've gone through so many things in my life, and my team would say to me, Lana, do you ever have a bad day? You've never come into work upset. You've never come to work in a bad mood. Well, A, I can't because I'm the leader. B,
yeah.
I had to learn to control that. I mean, even at Disney, they have mirrors. Before you go on the floor, you have to check yourself in the mirror.
Oh,
like,
wow.
You know, if I look at myself in the mirror, would I hire me today? You know, little things that you have to teach your team. And you know, you're going to have a bad day. You're going to have an argument with your spouse or your significant other or your mom or dad or your brother, sister, or a friend, whatever it is. But
mm-hmm.
you have to learn that, you know what, I have to check that. I have to check that attitude in my car, in the bathroom, wherever, and go to work, go to school, go to church, go home, go to college, you know, and learn that you're a bigger person, that, you know, today is going to be a great day regardless of what's going on underneath it all. And sometimes, you know, they say you have to fake it till you make it. You have to do that at work. You have to do that at play. You have to do it wherever you are in life. And it's just really, you know, helping people to understand how important that is. And, you know, customer service is team building. You know, it's how do you interact with your team at work or at school or at church or at home? Because people are watching. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when they go into an establishment or they go into a business, they're not only going to look at the person that is helping them, they're going to look at the team environment all around. And I encourage people, when I do my training classes, you know, I always offer a follow-up. And when I come back and they say to me, you know what, I started just watching. I started going to a restaurant and just observing. And, oh, my gosh, you were right. I never realized. I never took the time to notice. And it's because of the world that we live in. You know, why do you think through businesses are 65 to 75% of business for fast food and quick service environments? People are lazy. They don't want to take the time. They don't care. Sometimes they don't care if they get bad service. If they just get food and they can get in and out of there quick, they're fine with it. And I say that not badly, but because of the fact that, you know, some people are just so over it that I don't want to say they don't care anymore, mm-hmm. but I just think they feel like, well, it's not going to change. It's not going to get any better.
They become immune to it.
You become immune to it. And to this day, I try not to use drive-through. I will park my car. I will get out and I will walk in for several reasons. One, because I like to observe the whole environment. I like the eye-to-eye contact. I like talking to the individuals. I guess probably because of the fact that I'm in training and customer service, that's a big reason for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I also will purposely go through drive-through occasionally just to see how my experience is or what. And I use those experiences in my training classes because, you know, we think some of these chain restaurants are the best in the industry, and I can tell you horror stories about pretty much all of them mm-hmm. because I'm in them, I observe them, I watch them, and, you know, people will be like, oh, wow, I never really thought of that, or I didn't even look at that. You know, when you go into an establishment and you see a mess, whether it's entryway, it's, you know, in the dining room, what does that make you think? I mean, I think, wow, I wonder what the kitchen looks like, you know, because I come from that environment. I've been in the back of the house of many, many, many restaurants and hotel environments. And, you know, perception is everything.
Yeah.
You know, when I walk into an establishment, again, whether it's a restaurant, it's a business, whatever, is there someone there to greet me? Is there a friendly face? Or is there somebody standing there that's having their own personal conversation, they never acknowledge that I've walked in the door? You know, restaurants, your host stand is your first impression and it is your last impression. And I cannot tell you how many restaurants that are pretty well-known restaurants that you can walk in and won't be greeted, and you can leave and never be greeted.
Mm-hmm.
And those places are not ones that I'm really anxious to go back to.
Yeah, no matter how good the service is, you know, how good the food is, or any business. And it's interesting you say that because I'm not a critic per se, but I've been more conscious of customer service as well, even though my background is mainly in healthcare, but it's people services. And I just become so sensitive when I go to restaurants or I go to different businesses and I see how they interact with me or with other people. And what I've come to realize, the ones that have great employee relations, I feel that I have a better experience as a customer. And then at some point, even some of the businesses that I do repeat business or I get repeat services from, I feel like I'm a part of that employee or staff because of how they make me feel. And I think it's also something about realizing the customer is not just someone who comes in, you get a transaction, and it's a repeated cycle. That person becomes a part owner of your business. Because if you don't have customers, you don't have customer service, then you have no business.
Right. And I think a lot of times, you know, people forget that.
Yes.
And, you know, there are restaurants out there, and when I've done my training, I've challenged my employees that are at the training, especially in the restaurant environment.
Mm-hmm.
I'll ask them, how many of you have a business card? And you'll see like a deer in headlights kind of look. And no one will raise their hand. And I'll say to them, why not? And they'll be like, I don't know. Why do we need one? And I said, well, here's why you need one. I said, do you plan on being here at this restaurant for a while? Yes, I'm going to work here, good Lord willing, all the way through college. Okay, that's mm-hmm. at least 4 years. Do you not have call parties? Do you not want call parties? Do you know the value of call parties? Oh, yeah. Okay. Your customer, if I like you and I want you every time I come in here, I don't know your full name. I don't know your schedule. Mm-hmm. I might come the next time and not have a good experience and not want to come back. Mm-hmm. I said, plus, what if someday you do leave? Do you think that maybe your customers that really like you and that always want to be your call party might want to keep in touch with you when you leave? And it's amazing to me that, you know, then they're like, they get it. They're like, wow, I never thought of that. How about asking your boss if you could put on your card, if they come back and they ask for you, can I get a free appetizer? Could I get a free dessert? Or if I come back and I bring two new people with me, could I get something for that? It's not going to cost the restaurant anything for that.
That's actually going to bring them more business.
Right. And so on the places that the management has allowed them to do that, they're not only did their revenue increase, the server became more attentive, started getting better and bigger tips, and their sections were always full when they were working because now their call parties knew when they were there, when they weren't going to be there, if there was something favorite on the menu that they knew their customer liked and it was going to be coming, it was a special, they could call or they could email or they could text their guest and let them know when that was going to be there so that they could come in on that certain day and get their special server. So, you know, it's little things like that that we teach that, you know, I've seen and I've learned the value of that. And it's not something that you learn in college. Trust me, I went to school. They don't teach any of that. You don't get customer service training. You don't get, you know, you don't get
theory,
all
not practical skill set.
Right, right. And, you know, I've been a server. I've been a server in many restaurants. And I used to hold the title of the T-bone queen because I worked for one of our steakhouses, and I would sell more T-bones than anybody else in that entire establishment. And it was because I learned the value of helping people make the right decisions when they're choosing food. And I had letters written from customers of my customer service. And that wasn't by accident. You know, that was by learning and implementing and doing and teaching and coaching. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. Whether we're teaching, as you mentioned in the beginning, I have grandchildren, and teaching my grandchildren, you know, when someone says thank you, don't say you're welcome, say my pleasure. You know, it's used, and I love watching people's faces when I'm out in the real world and even with my grandchildren. You know, when somebody will say thank you and they go, my pleasure, they literally stop and turn around. And they look at this little kid. My 3-year-old granddaughter, Kaylee, says, my pleasure.
Aww,
and if you don't say my pleasure, she'll tell you, we say my pleasure. So, you know, it's teaching your children and your grandchildren and people that you're with on a daily basis. Even at work, when people call our office at Broward County, I always say my pleasure because it was my pleasure to help them. I could have said you're welcome, but, you know, that's the terminology that everybody uses. I'm not everybody. I want to be a step above, and I want people that I interact with to be at that next level. And that's why, you know, train to gain is, you know, our motto and our logo is when we train, you gain. And that's my goal. My goal is to make sure that, you know, it's you have employee loyalty, you're increasing your bottom line, you're increasing your visibility, but more than anything, you're improving your client relationships because at the end of the day, if we don't have clients and customers, we don't have a business.
So very true. And I'm just, as you guys were talking, I was thinking of some restaurant like Season 52 or Ruth's Chris Steakhouse of Fort Lauderdale that does that type of thing where the waiter or the waitress leaves the server, leave their business card. And I was inquiring. I said, you know, why would I need a business card? And not to degrade them, but I'm like, why would you need a business card for a server? But it's that same idea you had in mind. So I think it's awesome. And so what I say to our audience that are listening today, if you are in business, you definitely need to reach out to Ms. Carbonell and train to gain, be the resource, the tool, the vehicle to help you to get customer service training and perspective. Because if you truly want to outlive your competitors, if you truly want to make a difference in your industry, and if you want to be innovative and lead in your industry, customer service is absolutely should be your number one priority on your budget, in your training sessions with your employees. Because really, when you build that training with your customer service, not only are you building customers, you're building a referral system. You're building a word of mouth. You're building free advertising. And, of course, as they say, for one bad review, it takes 10 positive reviews to reflect that one bad review. So let's not even get the one bad review. Let's get as many good reviews and as many positive reviews as possible. So, Ms. Carbonelli, what is the best advice you give? And also, how can our audience reach out to you and find out more information about your business and getting some customer service training under their belt?
Well, you can reach me. Again, my name is Lana Carbonell at Train to Gain. My email is lana@traintogain.biz. And my phone number is 954-325-4373. And my website is www.traintogain.biz. And again, remember, customer service training is everything. And the faster that our customers and our businesses really truly understand that, the better their customer service will be, and they will start seeing increased bottom line and increased client relationships.
Oh, wow. Well, we're so excited. Thank you so much for being on Finding Your Hidden Treasure. We want to thank Ms. Carbonell and her company. So if you are looking for more information about this customer training, please check out all our social media platforms, as her information has been shared on all our social media platforms. Once again, my name is Paola DeLuca, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. We are here every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. I love being American. I love this country, and especially what's been taken on in the news. And we'll have a show dedicated updating on what's been going on in current events. So please come back again every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Take care. Bye-bye.